And all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works. Book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca and apply today.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, certified and secured by the bomb sniffing dog.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Now you're listening to a brand spanking new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, alternative to your alternative everything that's in between everything else, home of rage and grace and beauty and destruction and all things in between that. Full of rage to kick things off, as usual. We're actually kicking things off a little early. We're just shy of 4 p.m., and you're rolling with me until 5 p.m., hopefully, or at least a portion of that. However long you can roll with me is cool with me. Once again, starting with some rageful tracks. A couple of things making me angry the last couple of weeks. Things that ticked me off from the tick me off list. The Winnipeg Police Service bragging about how great their cracking down on open drug use plan has been working. Meanwhile, CBC reports that there has been a boom in overdose deaths recently. Very grim. I hate that contradiction, and I hate lying like that through their teeth. I also am ticked off by the prevalence nowadays of e-scooters. Quite different. Maybe a little bit of a different kind of anger, a different scale to my anger in this situation. But I think I'm a little tired of people driving them a little bit recklessly, we'll say, a little too dangerously, taking up the bike lanes, almost colliding with people, taking up the street, almost getting hit by cars. Maybe we need to regulate them. Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I should be happy about it because less people are driving and feel less inclined to drive. This is a very eco-friendly alternative to driving and is almost as fast as a car in some situations. However, we may have to institute lessons, I'm thinking. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about e-scooters? If both those things also tick you off to some degree, you'll probably like these next three songs that we're opening things up with. Starting things off, Winnipeg's hardcore punk legends Jug with The Void, a little bit of a lighter hearted one. Following that up, Portland crust legends Mass Control, Minds Are Disease, and another great Canadian act, Ethereal Tomb, with a new single called Destroyed with Regret. This is Jug, The Void, from their new record, Head. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UM FM.
We'll be right back.
From the rage portion of this show, that was a new track by Toronto's Ethereal Tomb, Destroyed with Regret. Before that, Portland, Oregon's Mass Control, track from 1995 called Minds Are Diseased. And kicking things off today was Jug from right here in Winnipeg, new track called The Void from their new record, Head, I believe. Hopefully I got that right. They have a release show coming up August 30th with a Belgian band, I believe. Belgian hardcore punk band that I've never heard of, but it's probably worth checking out. They're great live. They should be great live again. Also playing with hometown favorites like Nuclear Man. And again, another band I forget. This Welcome to the Home of Forgetting Everything. This is Post Everything 101.5 UMFM. We're going to keep going with the rage, but it's a little bit more subdued, maybe a little bit more aged. Matured, perhaps, is the right term. Former hardcore punk band called Ceremony, which was, you know, a very confusing release for me to listen to. They had have a new album called Death, Destruction, Mayhem. And I thought by the name alone, Ceremony, right? New Order reference. This is going to be something of a post-punkish, maybe new wavy sort of band. Read online, they're a hardcore band, or were at one point. And so imagine my surprise when it's a mixture of both. In their comeback, they've added some post-punk flourishes, a little bit of that sort of new order-ish feel to it. There's synths in there. There's a bit of a spare sort of motoric feel to it. But they're still on the fringes musically, I think, of hardcore, if not just vocally. Sort of like Britain's High Viz or Homefront out of Edmonton, Alberta. They're sort of a hardcore band making new wavy music, which is a little confusing to my ears, but I like it. Anyway, so we're going to kick things off with a track called Deep Down Where I Belong, following that up with Greg McPherson, a.k.a. Figure Walking with Blue World, and ending things off with a highlight from Ice Age's new album, Match Head Girl. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM.
Walk through the club without a life raft. Can't get your life back or not. Lighting candles for the friends who were lost. Praying for you and anyone that I heard of. No. Deep down where I belong.
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 Started pulling some cards from an old
That was Match Head Girl, a highlight from the new Ice Age album. The album is called For the Love of Grace and the Hereafter. It's absolutely fantastic. More of that in a second. Before that, Winnipeg's Figure Walking, a.k.a. the Greg McPherson Band with Blue World. Bunch of local references on that that I really, really appreciate. But once again, more on that a little bit later. Kicking things off, this segment was Ceremony, making a pivot towards new wavy post-punk with Deep Down Where I Belong. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM. That Ice Age track, when I heard it, second track on the record, by the way, so I don't know if you can call it a deep cut, but it's a bit of a deep cut. It's not a single or anything, but when I first heard it anyways, it was shockingly bright. It gave me a little bit of whiplash, maybe a little bit of a lens flare feeling. If you're not familiar with Ice Age, they make somewhat dreary music. Even when they're at their brightest and fastest and most melodic, they've always been quite dark, soaked in misery, at least to some extent, or some sort of grief or sadness. This album is quite the opposite. It's quite euphoric. It's full of joy and love and hope, and it's quite poppy, quite melodic, as you heard. It bounces. It has some funkiness to it. It's the same ingredients, if you're willing to follow me on a little bit of a metaphor, the same ingredients as the last few Ice Age records, but baking a whole different cake. There's moments of dourness for sure, but I really appreciated the joyfulness of it. A bit of a change, although it's a little unnerving. It's kind of like seeing, I don't know, if you had that one uncle in your family who was just always sour, but when he smiled, it was really, really weird. It's a little bit like that. Go check it out anyways. It's got a bit of everything on it. Really appreciate it. One of my favorites of the year so far. It really makes me think, instead of the things, you know, I talked a bit about my list of things that tick me off. It made me think of my list of things that bring me joy. What brings me joy? What do I really, really appreciate? Lots of things, surprisingly. It's not all doom and gloom here at the Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM headquarters. What do I like? I like Diet Coke. I like a good Diet Coke, ice cold one. I like a good sunset bike ride, even though it wears me right out. I love a library. I love walking around a library. I love chatting about dorky stuff with my little sister. That brings me a lot of joy. I love watching my partner's favorite TV shows with her. What do you love? I don't know. It's time to think positive. These next couple of songs are, if you love, let's say Sonic Youth. If you miss Sonic Youth, if you miss Echo Astral, if you like that point where indie rock meets punk and post-punk and noise, the strangeness of all of that, and it's neither, but it's both at the same time, you'll like this next few couple of tracks, a couple of new ones from all over the place, Philadelphia, Marquette, Michigan, wherever that is, Small Pleasures, I don't know where they're from. We're kicking things off with the band from Philadelphia, a band called Gash, a song called Good and Bad, following that up with Bimbo, with Chewing Glass out of Marquette, Michigan, and ending things off with Small Pleasures, a tune called Driving at Night. You're listening to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM.
Last week we left you with Wade on the verge of suicide. Couple of times, the empty house.
feels like a coffin.
What are these ethics? What are these qualms?
That was a band called Small Pleasures, tune called Driving at Night that I've had on repeat for the past couple of weeks or so. Before that, Marquette, Michigan's Bimbo with Chewing Glass, kicking things off out of Philadelphia, Gash with Good and Bad. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I alluded to them, these tracks sounding like Sonic Youth in different ways. I think each one almost sounds like a different era of Sonic Youth, which really begs the question, is Sonic Youth one of the most influential bands of their era, if not the most influential band? Competing with them, I think, is The Cure 100%, which is another band that came up while I was thinking about Ice Age and their new album, which harkens to The Cure's mid-80s period, where they were experimenting with psychedelic rock and funk music and all sorts of stuff kind of out of their wheelhouse. I think The Cure takes the cake simply because artists from outside of rock music, from outside of the usual indie alternative sphere, in metal and hip-hop and a bit of everywhere, say that their favorite, one of their favorite artists is The Cure, and it influences their work. The Cure has kind of a universality about them, especially in their prime era. In terms of quality throughout their run, Sonic Youth was probably the much better band, in my opinion. Sonic Youth had a bit of a lull in the late 90s, but came right back swinging. The 2000s were almost as good of a decade for them as the 80s. Hope that's not a controversial thing to say. Whereas The Cure suffered from success, I think. They kind of tapered out in the 90s and made less and less high quality music as the 2000s went on, I think. Although that last new album was really good. I don't know. Maybe Radiohead is in the conversation in terms of influential. Lots of artists from all sorts of different spheres and styles cite Radiohead as an influence in a negative or positive way. Kind of goes both ways. But Sonic Youth is up there, definitely, if we had to make a Mount Rushmore. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. I alluded to earlier, I love a good local reference in my local music. I don't want my Winnipeg artists acting like they're from like Sacramento or something. I really appreciate when bands that live in my area talk about my area, such as the case with Sunday Club's new record, which is self-titled. They have a track called Cordon Avenue, subtitled To Meet You, which is probably my favorite on the record, not just because she talks about driving around and hanging out on Cordon Avenue with her lover, which gives me some nice imagery to chew on while I'm listening to it. But it's a solid dreamy shoegaze track, all lawn, full of aching, lawning, yearning. Big on the yearning, of course. Following that up, we're gonna have a couple of other shoegazy or shoegaze adjacent kind of tracks. Dive with The Fountain, Ending Things Off with the classic by Chapter House called If You Want Me. This is Sunday Club right here in Winnipeg called Corridon Avenue. couple of different flavors of shoegaze we got going on here. That was Chapter House, early 90s British sound, song called If You Want Me, highlight from their album Whirlpool. Before that, Dive out of Philadelphia with The Fountain, which has that Philly sound to it, which I'm learning is a thing, a regional style of shoegaze. I was thinking, what's always blessing this my ears, this style of shoegaze? It's very unique to that region, it turns out. Sort of has like alt metal and like trip hop, I guess, IDM influences to it. Breakbeats prominent anyways. And before that, Winnipeg's own Sunday Club with Corridon Avenue, which is almost like very Canadian style of shoegaze, I think. Very dreamy, but a bit power poppy. Big chords, big choruses, very melodic, but full of washed out guitars, full of melancholy. Sort of like Always, I suppose. Very, very Always-ish. You're listening right now to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. And now we are on to the grief portion of the show. I think this whole show is sort of awash with grief, with sorrow of many different kinds, which sounds gloomy, but it's true. And I think it's healthy to express it in this way through the tunes we listen to relate to the people around us and the world around us. This one, I think, puts grief at the forefront, though not full of sorrow necessarily, just mourning what is lost while looking at what is ahead, sitting with the grief. There are no answers. There's no easy way out. But rather, we are looking at it. We are, I guess, sharing hands, holding hands, hugs. I don't know. So there's an intimacy to this music, I guess, is what I'm saying. So to start off the end here, this is the end, by the way. We are ending off the show with grief, just so we can be happy next time, I suppose. Anyways, from Regina, Saskatchewan, a noisy, ambient artist finding space between those two extremes called All Line a Sick, I think. Hard to say. But from their record, Trans Canada Noiseway, a song called A Thick Haze is Blanketing the Sky. Anything's Off Today will do. A track from Japan's Mono, a highlight from their new album Snowdrop. The song is called Winter Daphne. This one is especially full of grief, but that's a conversation for another day. For now, this has been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Don't fret, don't cry. You'll see me next week. Just don't touch that dial. More tunes from all across the spectrum, everything in between, everything else. Sitting with grief, sorrow, sadness, but also joy and love. Sit with all of these things. Join me next week. This is A Thick Haze is Blanketing the Sky by Al Linasik. I don't know. Check the website. I'll post it later. Talk to you later.
Across Canada and into parts of the northeastern U.S., a thick haze is blanketing the sky, bringing with it severe air quality alerts. With more than 700 fires still burning, mostly in the prairies, cities like Toronto have seen some of the worst air quality recorded worldwide. And the smoke isn't just affecting visibility, it's also a thick haze is blanketing the sky.
Thank you. independent media still matters, and UMFM proves it. No corporate ownership, no commercial pressure, just space for different voices, different ideas, and programming that reflects the community. That independence only works when people step in and take part. If you believe media should be shaped by people, not systems, this is where you belong. Be part of independent radio. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
On Thursday, October 1st, the Women's Songwriter Extravaganza returns to the Park Theater, bringing together some of Manitoba's finest artists for an evening that's all about great songs and the stories behind them. Featuring Amber Rose, Brandy Vezina, Courtney Devon, Aaron Propp, Isla Barker, Carrie Latimer, Rami Mays, and many more, this annual celebration showcases an incredible range of voices, styles, and perspectives, all sharing the spotlight for one special night. Get your tickets now for only $20 plus fees through ticketweb.ca. Don't miss the Women's Songwriter Extravaganza, Thursday, October 1st at the Park Theater. Brought to you by Sure Shot Bookings and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
You're listening to CJUM FM on 101.5 here in Winnipeg.
Our regular hosts couldn't be here, so here's a rebroadcast of one of their classic, beautiful episodes for your listening enjoyment. Please note, you might hear some discussion and announcements that are slightly out of date. Thanks so much for listening to UMFM 101.5.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up.
Mistake and a throw and puck like